She tried to concentrate on her work all morning, but found it harder and harder. No parties for her this weekend, that was for sure. In fact, she thought suddenly, no work either. She was done in, and she was done for today. She took her tray of dials up to Mr. Reed and said she had to go home sick. It was less than 10 minutes before she was back on Clinton Street as the St. Columba bells tolled the hour of noon. She told her mom she wasn't feeling well and probably went to bed. The next day, remembered her mother, Nellie, we went to the doctor. That little pimple had swelled up on her daughter's face and she wanted to get it checked. But there was nothing serious about her condition, and the doctor was in convivial spirits as he chatted with the Cruises. Ella told him how her mom was always scared of her working at Radium Dial, and he retorted with a hearty chuckle, "That's all bunk. There's not a cleaner place." And so Ella and Nellie went back to Clinton Street. Ella may have skipped church on the Sunday. She certainly wasn't well enough for work come Monday morning. On Tuesday, 30th of August, her mother called out a physician again. He opened the pimple, but nothing came out. He then left them to it. It appeared that whatever was causing Ella's sickness was a mystery. A mystery it may have been, but not right was what Ella Cruz knew it to be. That pimple, that little pimple, just kept swelling and swelling. It was incredibly painful. Nothing she or her mom or even the doctor did could halt it. It was an infection that was unstoppable. Her face became badly swollen. She had a fever too. The next day, recalled Nellie, the doctor looked at her face again and ordered her to the hospital. Ella was admitted to Ottawa City Hospital on 31st of August. But still that spot got bigger and bigger until you couldn't call it a pimple anymore. It wasn't even a boil. It went way beyond that. Ella's neat haircut still sprouted from her head, as fashionable as ever. But the girl below, in just a few short days, became unrecognisable. Septic poisoning set in, and her pretty face and head turned black. She suffered the awfulest pain, remembered her mother in horror. The awfulest pain I ever saw anyone suffer. Ella was her only daughter. Nellie kept a bedside vigil as long as the doctors would let her, even though the person in the bed didn't look like Ella anymore. But she was still Ella. She was still her daughter, and she was alive and she needed her mom. Midnight, 3rd of September. Saturday night slipped into Sunday morning, and Ella's condition declined. As she lay in bed, her system septic, her head swollen and black, her face unrecognisable, the poison in her body did its worst. At 4:30 a.m. on Sunday, the 4th of September, her death came suddenly. She had been at work painting dials just the week before. All she'd had was a little spot on her face. How had it come to this? The doctors filled in her death certificate. Streptococcic poisoning, they wrote as the cause of death. Contributory cause, infected face. On 6th of September, Nellie and James Cruz traced the familiar path to St. Columba to bury their daughter. Miss Cruz's death, reported the local paper, came as a shock to all her friends and family. It was a shock. It left a hole in a family that could never be filled. her parents said many years later. Life has never been the same since she went. Ella's obituary mentioned only one other detail as it mourned this youthful Ottawa girl who had lived there most of her life, who'd had friends, been popular, worn her hair in a bob, and lived her too few days in the shadow of the church spire. She had been employed, the paper noted, at the radium dial.